babeli.
Into sizina manda. Aso sulunge apa. Ungasa ma ungabe. Ababazwa manda.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
New stories making headlines are SAR, Sarge Drug Unit all smiles after judge dismisses charges, and two planes carrying hundreds of US citizens from a coronavirus hit cruise ship in Japan have arrived in the US.
In your sporting headlines this hour, Everton is set to end the shared sponsorship deal with betting firm Sportbessa. And finally, Faf du Plessis steps down from Proteas captaincy in all formats. I'll have more on these stories at 3:30.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominique Majola. Good afternoon. Eskom is extending lifestyle audits to all staff. The audit, which began 2 years ago, were only looking at senior managers and their families. The power utility is on a drive to clamp down on corruption. Eskom spokesperson said the company wants to root out bad elements within the workforce, which people are actually doing business with, and the organization. Acting Judge Anthony Miller formally withdrew charges against the rogue unit. This follows a decision by the National Director of Public Prosecution, Advocate Shamila Bortai, earlier this month to drop charges against former SARS unit Ivan Pile. It took only a few seconds to formally clear the three from all charges. They left the dock in the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria, all smiles and hug their lawyer Bernard Hotz. They did not want to comment at this stage, but Hotz said he imagined that all had a huge sigh of relief. And lastly, two planes carrying hundreds of U.S. citizens from the coronavirus-hit cruise ship in Japan have arrived in the U.S. One plane landed at the U.S. Air Force Air Base in California and the others in Texas. Passengers will be isolated as military facilities for 14 days. There were about 400 Americans on board the Diamond Princess, the ship with some 3,700 passengers and crew. It had been quarantined since the 3rd of February. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 14 rand 86 cents to the US dollar, 19 rand 37 cents to the euro. One British pound will cost you 16 rand 11 cents. Gold is selling at $1,573 and